Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthews. I am, of course, Wayne Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's going on?
Okay. You know, the usual, we're going to talk baseball. We're going to, you know, lead off with the Mets on their hot streak, even though they did lose yesterday. We'll talk a little of the Yankees, talk a little NBA playoffs. You know, we'll talk about this stuff, too. And, you know, we'll end the show, you know, with a little sports entertainment, as usual. So, I guess we'll start with the Mets, if you don't mind. Well, I don't know if you saw that. I know you're a huge Yankee fan, but I don't know if you saw the Mets lately. They've been on a hot streak. They won eight of nine of their last 11.
Yeah, break up the mess. I mean, their pitching has been the pitching rotation has been pitching good. Guys have been hitting like Frank Gore. Bay's starting to hit now. Reyes looks like he's back in form. The Mets look like they're clicking right now.
Yeah, they won 3 out of 4 from the Cubs. They swept the Braves. They swept, I'm trying to remember the other team. They swept the Dodgers afterwards. They won 3 out of 4 the Cardinals. I mean, 3 out of 4 to the Cubs when Ike Davis came up. And, they swept the Braves, and then they swept the Dodgers, and then they won the first game against the Phillies on Friday, 9-1, where they just embarrassed Philly, and then yesterday Phillies got their revenge on the Mets. With Roy Halladay on the mound, he shut out the Mets 10-0.
Well, Halladay has looked super lately, so it's impossible that you guys were going to beat him yesterday.
Well, I mean, the Giants beat him his second to last start before yesterday, but
that is true.
Halladay was Halladay.
Yep.
Jason Bay in the ninth, he hit a home run that just went foul. He hit a ball that foul ball that, you know, that just missed being a home run. But the next pitch, he struck him out for the second out. And, you know, Halladay, I mean, of course, they already had a 10-0 lead. So
yeah.
the only thing that would have been in jeopardy would have been his complete game shutout.
But yeah.
He got it anyway. So
yeah, and, you know, the Mets right now, I mean, you guys are still first in the division right now, right?
Yeah, I believe from by a half game.
Yeah. So
and tonight is the rubber game, 8:00. It's gonna be the Mets ace Johan Santana versus the journeyman veteran Jamie Moyer, 47 years old.
Yeah.
That should be a good matchup, even though Moyer is getting up there. But that guy, you know, that guy's been pitching forever since he was with Seattle and Phillies. This guy, you know. This guy knows how to pitch. He has over 250 wins under his belt. You know, this guy knows how to pitch. Hopefully, Mets can, you know, Mets have faced him, you know, many times over the year. So, hopefully, Mets offense will wake up again and kick his butt. And Johan Santana pitches like Johan Santana and lead Mets to winning this series 2 out of 3. Hopefully.
And this is a prime time game, right, on ESPN?
You got it.
Okay. I'll take a look at that tonight.
Yeah, a little update. Lakers look like they might hold on to this lead. 100-97. There's 19 seconds in the game. A little NBA update for you guys.
Well, Lakers are playing right now?
Yeah, on let me see, on ABC7.
Damn, I thought they eliminated the Thunder already.
No, not Thunder. The Utah Jazz. This is
the Jazz. Okay.
Yeah, Western semifinals.
Oh, that's game one. Okay.
Yeah, but well, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that after. Talk a little bit more Mets, and then we'll go to you guys. We'll go right back to the NBA. But with the exception of today, ever since Ike Davis came up with the Mets, the first base prospect for the Mets, and Jerry Manuel moving Jose Reyes to batting third instead of leadoff, it has been clicking, with the exception of yesterday.
Yeah, Ike Davis, man, he's like the igniter.
Yep.
You call him Igniter Davis.
Yeah, Mets fans already called him like Ike Davis. Which, of course, you know, they got that from, that's what they, you know, they used to say about Dwight Eisenhower, you know, the former.
Oh, right,
50s.
Yeah. Cheeky, no, didn't they call him Cheeky Dick? Oh, no, that was
that was Nixon.
Yeah, Nixon, right. What about Ike and Turner Davis?
No, I haven't called him that yet. But he's been doing good. Since he's come up in his career with the Mets, he really brought a winning attitude to the Mets.
Yeah.
Hopefully, he'll keep going, and hopefully they'll salvage the rubber game of this three game series against their rival, the Philadelphia Phillies.
The hated Phillies.
Yep.
And Howard just
started.
What
were you going to say?
I'm just talking about Ryan Howard. He just signed that extension with the Phillies.
Right. 5 years, 125.
Yep.
I know Ryan Howard's a great player, but I think they signed him for a little bit too much.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, don't get me wrong, this guy's a great player, but this guy strikes out too much. I mean, don't get me wrong. This
home run hitter.
Huh?
He strikes out too much, and, you know, he's a home run hitter, basically.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why he's getting the big bucks, understandably.
Yeah.
But his, you can't dispute his power, but, you know, he's an all-or-nothing freaky hitter. I mean, and he's hot. And you can't get that guy out.
Nope.
But when he cools off, that guy, you know, his strikeout numbers just balloons.
Oh yeah, this guy struck out a lot of times last year in the postseason against the Yankees. So,
yep.
Seemed like every time Demarcel Marte came in, he was striking him out.
So he didn't like the Marte Parte?
Not at all. I mean, he's a great player, but
yeah.
You know, the extension's too big.
Yeah, they probably have the best right side of the infield in baseball.
Yeah.
And they're young too, you know, him and Chase Utley, they're gonna be in Philadelphia for a long time.
Utley look like he's getting old though.
It's his hair. I don't know if you've seen his hair. His hair look like a 1930s type player. and what's his name? Jamie Moyer has the same type of hair dude too. I don't know. They look like I'm trying to remember that guy from Pirates. That lead off hitter. I'm trying to think of his name. Man, I can't think of his name. He's an old school pirate. What you said?
Oh, you said pirate?
Yeah, he's an old school pirate. Like, I think a leadoff hitter. I'm trying to think of his name.
Oh,
I see his face. Cornish Ragnar. That's the guy I'm thinking of. That's what his hair kind of looks. That's how Chase Utley's hair kind of looks like.
Yeah, he needs to change his hairstyle. Him and Moyer. Yeah, Utley kind of looks like Mike Mussina a little bit.
Yeah, he does kind of like him.
But the guy is a talented.
Yeah, he's arguably the best second baseman in the game.
Yeah, then last year in that World Series, he like tied Reggie Jackson's home run record. Like 6 home runs in the World Series or something like that.
Yeah, I believe so, man. This guy, you know, guy's a great player.
Yeah. So, you know, it might be a Phillies, Mets, down to the wire, race for the division.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely looks like that. It's been like that with the exception of it's been like that since 07 and 08. Those 2 years, it's been like that.
Yeah.
09, of course, pretty much all the players on the Mets got injured. I mean, 20 of the 25 guys on the roster were on the DL, so that also led to their that was a huge factor in their implosion.
Yeah, and you know, like if it comes down to the last day for both teams to win a division, Glavine better not give it up this time, like he did.
Very funny, I remember that. And of course, Perez did it in 08 too.
But Glavine doesn't even pitch with the Mets anymore. What am I talking about?
Yeah, you just wanted to rub that in. And I guarantee that's not gonna happen. But
that division is kind of open though.
Yeah, it is. But 08, 08 was also a memorable time in New York City too, because Mets collapsed. You know, on the last game, just like 07, they collapsed on the last day. That year, the Yankees collapsed in spring training. And speaking of your Yankees, how are your boys doing? I know they were
Man, we gave the White Sox an ass whooping of a lifetime today.
Oh yes, I remember now. Wait, you lost yesterday.
Yeah, we did lose. Close.
Seven,
it was like 7-6.
Yeah, now I remember now. You just kick started my memory. Yeah, Javi Vasquez, man. He hasn't hasn't pitched well as a Yankee yet.
He's the only guy right now in our rotation who hasn't been pitching good. I mean, our record right now is 16-8. If Javier Vasquez, if he had pitched at least, I don't know, if he had given up maybe two or three runs in the game that he pitched, we probably could have a better record right now than what we have right now. We could have probably been like 20-4 or something. I mean, he's the only guy in the pitching rotation that isn't pitching real good.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know if it's because, you know, it's New York and he can't handle the pressure. I don't know, but right now I'm not a real big fan of Javier Vasquez right now.
I don't know. There's something weird about Javier Vasquez. He looks like those rare players that, you know, that he looks like he can't handle the pressure with the Yankees, but if he got traded to the Mets, I don't know. I feel like he could be better for the Mets, you know, cause since he's in the National League. I mean, he's predominantly a National League pitcher.
Yeah,
he won't have that much pressure on the Mets as he would on the Yankees because, you know, hey, if you don't win the World Series, you know, they're going to run you out of town. Look at A-Rod. A-Rod won 2 MVPs, and before last year, they wanted to run him out of town.
Yeah.
Even you.
And Vasquez, man, this guy pitched great last year with the Braves.
15 wins.
Yeah.
Under 3 ERA. It was a 293 ERA, if my memory serves.
Something like
right.
That, yeah.
Yeah, this guy was great last year. But the Yankee fans, you know, they didn't, I think the first start, they should have gave him a little break, you know, let him, you know, try to redeem himself. After that, you guys booed him before he even got on the mound, and that literally affected the guy. The guy even mentioned it.
Man, the guy, he's a grown man. He's been pitching in baseball for years now. He should be used to that. I don't want to hear that bullcrap.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. But the guy should have kept it to himself. He shouldn't have, you know, it makes him look soft that, you know, he is concerned that they're booing him, you know, because of 0-4. I mean, he should just had he pitched good the first start. I think they would have given him a little bit of a leeway.
Man, if this guy doesn't start pitching good, he's gonna be traded.
Or he might get released. No, I don't think they'll release him. But look at Nick Swisher. Nick Swisher defended his teammate. He said that he has all the confidence in him that he's gonna come back. And that he's gonna wait to tell the reporters and all the naysayers that he told you so.
Well, I mean, right now it's not looking good for Javier Vasquez.
So how'd you feel if you walked down the street and you saw Nick Swisher and he said, "I told you so"?
Like, what are you talking? I'll argue with Swisher. I'd be like, "What are you talking about, man?" I'd probably get in a fist fight with Swisher over there. Because right now Javier Vasquez he looks like he's one of those guys that can't handle New York.
He looks like it, but I don't know. I don't know. I feel like he could handle it if he was on the Mets, but if he was on the Yankees, he can't handle it. I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah. I mean, he might be. I could see him going to the bullpen if he keeps this up. And then we might get a guy like Oswald. But then again, you guys want Oswald, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely would. I know Oswald isn't as, he's not as great as he used to be, but he would provide a surefire number two pitcher. I mean, I know up until yesterday, Pelfrey has been showing that he's pitched, you know, as a legitimate number two star, but it'd be great to have that, a legitimate number two / former ace type pitcher who could, back Santana up and, give them, you know, it'll deepen the rotation.
Yeah, Oswald, I mean, he had a bad year last year, but, you know, the guy could still pitch.
Yeah. I know this guy has a no-trade clause, but I don't know if he'd waive it to come to New York, but we shall see.
So you would forgive him for hitting Floyd?
What are you saying?
You would forgive him for all those times he hit Cliff Floyd?
Oswald, Burnett did. I know Burnett. Is it AJ Burnett I'm thinking of? No, not AJ Burnett. Brad Kenny.
Floyd every time Floyd came up to bat.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I think Brad Penny.
Blake was about to fight him one day.
Yeah, I think you kickstarted my memory. Yeah, I'd take a shot at him. I mean, Cliff Floyd is on the team. I mean, I wish Cliff Floyd was still with the organization as like a. You know, like a guy within the, you know, in the, like in the PR or some job within the organization.
Yeah.
So that he could talk to the players, you know. Because him and Wright are close. I mean, Wright has always mentioned that, you know, Clifford is like an older brother to him. So I think, you know, it would be cool to have that guy, you know. That guy has a presence, you know, when he's in the clubhouse. Look what happened when he got to the Tampa Bay Rays clubhouse. He just changed the whole, you know, attitude of the team.
Yeah. But unfortunately, when they went to the World Series that year, he brought that Met attitude and they lost.
Oh, you wanted to talk trash, right? Yeah, you're right. He brought the Met attitude, grit, hustle, underdogness. Yeah, you're right. He brought the Met hustle, the Met stuff. And you will, and you better pray that you, that in the World Series, that you guys actually go to the World Series again, and you get that Met swagger, and you're gonna taste it. You're gonna get the revenge.
Okay.
You better hope that happens, because if it don't happen, if you don't get it, if you don't get beat by the Mets in the World Series, then that means you didn't make it.
Okay. Well, you know, like I told you, if it's a Mets Yankee World Series this time. The results are going to be the same like 2000, you know?
We'll see.
Or it might be even worse.
You honestly think you could sort the Mets?
We did last year.
You honestly think we swept you in 08, too. You don't remember that, my friend? The last Subway Series at the old Yankee Stadium. How many games did you beat us at Yankee Stadium? How many games? Do you remember?
That's good enough.
Zero.
Fair enough.
That means all you Yankee fans, you know, talking about the mystique of the old Yankee Stadium, all the championship, all this stuff. You guys thought we were gonna be an easy sweep at your stadium. But you guys are still waiting for a win at the old Yankee Stadium.
Man, regular season doesn't mean nothing.
Yeah, now you say that now. You didn't say that before 2000. You didn't say that before 2000.
Postseason matters.
I want you guys. Ever since 2000, man, I wanted this rematch. I want the rematch.
You wish for.
You might just get it, man. You just might get it. Watch, man.
Be careful what you wish for.
You better hope Mets don't make it.
Okay.
The prophecy will be fulfilled when we whip your guys' butts.
Robinson Cano, don't you know?
Yeah, what you know when you got punked by Mejia. That's you know.
Hey, what about Robinson Cano, man?
He's a good player. He's got what, like 6 home runs at least right now?
9 home runs, 21 RBIs, batting close to 400.
He's been great, but he's gonna cool off eventually.
Nah, I think this guy's gonna be MVP this year.
So you think this guy's gonna hit 400 the whole year, 100 home runs and? I don't know, 200 RBIs? I mean, come on.
Nah, he'll probably bat around 3-something, maybe 30, 40 home runs, 100 certain RBIs.
How many,
but, you know.
300, which one would you say, like, what number?
330, 330
is more reasonable. I don't think the guy's going to hit 391.
I mean, I don't know. Mauer almost did it last year, so you never know.
I mean, you never know, but I don't see that. I just don't see that. But
Robinson Cano, I mean,
the guy could hit 30, 40 home runs. And with the Yankee lineup, he's definitely going to hit over 100 home runs, knocking 100 RBIs, that's for sure.
Well, you know, right now he's batting like 390 or something. So if he keeps it up, I mean, hey, there's no telling you that he might be able to hit 400. Who knows? Because everybody's been waiting for someone to hit 400 for a long time now.
I doubt it, but then again, you never know. He's a good player, so it's not like he's a scrub.
Yeah, he's batting in the number 5 slot this year, and he's proving that he has power.
It's not like he's Brett Gardner.
Nah, he's way better than Brett Gardner.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like it's Brett Gardner. If Brett Gardner was doing this, I'd say he's definitely going to cool off eventually.
Yeah.
But Robinson Cano, I think he'll do great. He'll have a great year. He'll hit, I agree, like 330-something. Probably 333. 37 home runs.
MVP, man.
Yeah, but it's hard for you to win an MVP on the Yankees because you got like 6 other great players on that in that lineup.
Well, come on. I mean, Pedroia won MVP 2 years ago with the Red Sox, and he wasn't even the best player on the team.
Yeah, that's true, but
Cano could do it too.
It's not impossible.
And right now he's, you know, in the American League, if you look at it, I mean, he's probably the best year out of anyone right now. But you'd have to give it to him if he continues at this pace.
Yeah, you definitely would have to. A quick update, 104-99 final, Lakers win game 1 of the Western Conference semifinals.
Screw the Lakers.
Yep. I think that's one of the rare times we actually agree on each other with each other.
Yeah. Hate the Lakers.
In NBA, we agree with each other. We hate the Lakers, we hate the Celtics, and we love the Knicks. Even
though
the Celtics
got their ass beat last night by the Cavs.
Yep. It's hard for me, man, this series, this Cavs-Celtics series. I hate the Celtics so much. But then again, it's like if I don't believe people saying that LeBron's gonna come if he wins a championship. I just can't see that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If he gets his butt eliminated by the Celtics, then I'll definitely see him coming here. I can't see this guy going to the Eastern Conference Finals, losing at worst. Going to the Eastern Conference Final, and then he's going to come to the Knicks. I just don't see that.
Me too.
Because he's going to have
right
to
now,
rebuild all over. He's going to have to, you know what I mean? He'd have to, you know, if he wins, if he goes to at least that far, especially if he wins, as cocky and conceited as LeBron James is, do you think he's going to leave the glow of winning a championship with Cavaliers and he's going to build all over again and then he's going to face the Cavaliers? And then they're going to be celebrating the championship they won together, and he's on the Knicks. He wants to be on the glow of the winning a championship.
Yeah, you know, right now I could see him staying, unfortunately.
What was that?
Yeah, right now I could see him staying in Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel that way.
To the Knicks, so.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel that way myself. But it depends on how this series goes. If he advances, then I think he's definitely staying in Cleveland. If he loses in this round, then I could see him leaving. Then, like, hey, I did the best I could, you know. I'm gonna see what free agent options I'm gonna have, and then later on he signs with the Knicks. But him going to the Eastern Conference, semifinals, or I should say finals. The Eastern Conference Finals, I don't see him leaving.
Yeah, and this dude, right now he's playing with a bad elbow, so.
Yeah.
Man, I hope he gets I hope he goes to the Eastern Conference Finals and loses.
What are you saying?
I hope he goes to the Eastern Conference Finals and loses. Because then he may come to the Knicks.
I hope so too.
I mean, if he wins and goes to the NBA Finals, I don't know. I don't think he'll be coming back.
I don't think he'll be coming to the Knicks. If he goes to the NBA Finals, period, I don't see him coming to the Knicks.
Yeah.
Because he's going to have to start all over again, unless the Mets sign another great player to, you know, join with him. That's the only way I see this situation, his situation with the Mets, I mean, the Knicks. You know, him going to the Knicks. Other than that, things going to be, I don't know, going to be rough, man. Oh, but speaking of another free agent, Chris Bosh, he has a Twitter account, and he's asking the fans to decide. First, he says that he's asking the fans, should he stay or should he go? Then afterwards, he changed what he said, because I guess it made it look like he's going to leave Toronto, which most likely he will. Then he changed it and said, where should he, you know, where do you think he should sign?
Man. Fuck Bosh. I'm sorry, pardon my language, but you treat me asking them people where you want to go. You have to decide yourself, man.
Is he gonna give us a piece of the money? No.
Exactly.
So I'm guessing you're not gonna go to his Twitter account and give him advice.
Man, if he decides not to come to the Knicks, watch. It happens. I'm gonna defuse the car. I'm gonna put a car bomb next to his house.
Okay, that's not what I'm for.
I'm just kidding, bro.
I know,
just kidding.
Bro, come on. Go
I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to punch him in the face when I see him on the street.
That was
like, yo, Bosh, how did you want to come to the Knicks? Pow, just sucker punch him and run.
That'll convince him to come to the Knicks.
And how are you going to do that?
Say what?
How are you going to do that?
No, I'm saying you punch him in the face will definitely make it convince him to come to the Knicks.
Oh.
Just say you're a Celtics fan. just up in the Celtic green and then do that. And then, hey, you know what? I can't take that. I hate the Celtic fans. That's the only way I can see it happening.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
That's not my idea. I'm going to get locked up with you when they do that. But seriously, why is he asking for our advice? It's not like he's going to go to where they give him the most money anyway. So
exactly.
I don't know if he's trying to be fan-friendly and be like, hey, buddy, hey, guys, give me your opinion, where should I go?
Man, he's playing. He's playing these teams, man.
That's how all the players are. That's why I'm kind of tired of this whole LeBron James stuff. I don't even want to hear any of his quotes right now, because it's like, you know, he goes to Knicks, I love the Garden, it's the greatest city of all time, you know, the history and all this blah, 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 blah. He goes to New Jersey, they have a solid young nucleus, you know, they're going to have a good talent in a couple of years. He goes to Chicago, you know, Michael Jordan was a great player, I love that team, you know, who knows where I'm going to go. He returns to Cleveland. Or, you know, I grew up in Cleveland, even though he's not a Knicks, he's not a Cavalier fan, mind
yeah.
you. When he grew up, you know, he wants to bring a championship. He's just using all these players are using people just so they can make millions of dollars, more millions. Because they say LeBron James wants to be the first, I think, NBA athlete or first ever athlete to be worth $1 million, $1 billion, I should say.
Well, that tells you where their priorities are. He wants to be the first billion-dollar athlete, man. Is that all you think? Is that all these athletes think about, money?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the only way he could achieve that is if he goes to the Knicks. I mean, as great as he's going to do, if he wins with the Cavaliers, that'll definitely add more cheddar to his, you know, his advertising and all that stuff. But winning it with the Knicks, man, he'd be, man, he'd live for, his legacy would live forever.
Man, I'm telling you, if LeBron doesn't come in the Knicks, I'm going to punch him in the face just like I'll do to Bosh.
What about Dwayne Wade?
Him too. Well, I don't really care about Dwayne Wade, though.
He's already injury prone. You don't want to, you know, give him a paper cut or anything like that.
I just punch him just to make him injured. like he already is.
Yeah, that guy's always banged up.
Oh, yeah.
I take him only if I get LeBron.
Busted lip.
What you saying?
Oh, no, I just said Dwayne Wade. He looks like he has a busted lip. Every time I see him.
Then tell me you're tired of him and his Charles Barkley commercials.
Yeah, I just saw LeBron accept the MVP trophy. I think, was it the Celtics who interrupted that MVP trophy presentation? It looked like someone was in Celtic green.
He was wearing Celtic green?
No, LeBron was accepting the MVP trophy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like someone wearing a Celtic shirt interrupted the speech or something.
Are you serious? I thought you were making this up.
No, I just saw it. They're about to show it on Channel 7.
Oh, let me see that.
I don't know if it's for real or if it was a joke or something.
Let me see this. Damn, hurry up.
You're not even sure right now after the commercial.
Oh. All right, I got it on the channel. I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
Man. That guy wants too much attention, man. I'm tired of this guy, man. If you don't sign with the Knicks this offseason, come July 1st, man, I don't care about this guy. I don't care if he signs a one-year deal to return with Cavaliers. I don't care if he signs a 2-year deal. I don't care if he signs a 10-year deal. I'm done with the guy. This is it right here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you, man.
Because I can't, you know, as a Knicks fan, I can't handle all this. You know, every year it's like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Just like the Cavalier fans, you know. You can look at it in their shoes. I mean, this is the best player they ever had. And he's using them, too.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James don't care about anybody except for himself. Tired of this, man.
Man, start going.
What were you saying?
No, you can go on.
No, I was just saying that, you know, the rumors are even heating up with the, you know, with the Chris Paul getting traded to the Knicks. You know, at draft night. I don't know if it's going to happen. Yeah, and Okafor might be in the deal too. But problem is Okafor is making like $15 million per.
Man, I don't want him. I want Chris Paul instead. Only him.
Yeah, I want Chris Paul. Then again, Okafor would help out in our rebounding shot block. But then again, we could get somebody else for that. Maybe draft somebody in the second round. So yeah, Okafor, that'd kill our cap space. That could prevent us from getting another person. So yeah, hopefully we get Chris Bosh. No, not Chris Bosh. Chris Paul in a trade because he's gonna be a free agent after 2012, and they might not have the financial ability to hold on to him.
Well, if we could get Chris Paul, if we could trade for him and somehow get LeBron, but who knows if we're gonna get LeBron.
Yeah.
We don't get LeBron, we have to get Joe Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, and congratulations to you guys. You guys won 12-3 tonight.
Yeah, we smacked the crap out of White Sox.
Yep.
Robinson Cano had a 3-run home run.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, MVP. There's that Southern hick, Charlie Manuel.
Tell him run his mouth. Tell all these these Phillies running their mouth. Can't wait until we win the division, man. I just hope we win the division so we can shut all these Met haters up.
Oh, Hawks won Game 7 tonight, huh?
No, lucky. Good.
And the Lakers won, so if Lakers win this series versus Utah, they'll probably face Yeah, they'll face the winner of Phoenix and San Antonio.
Mm.
And this is a trophy presentation that I was talking about.
Yeah, let me see.
Oh, that was Shaq in the green. Oh. Why would all of his teammates up there?
He's just trying to act like he's a team player. You know, he can't win this without his team, which is true, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't buy this crap. And I'm tired of him, you know, him celebrating, while they're blowing out the Knicks. And then, you know, they're pretending like they're all falling on each other like a domino.
I hate that,
Tapping
too.
Fake photos and stuff like that, smiling. And that dude, man, he never... When was the last time he played in the fourth quarter in a Knicks game? I mean, damn, he scores like 40-something points on us, and then he sits out the fourth quarter.
Yeah, because they already have by like 30 points or something by then.
I know, man. Tired of this crap, man. Tired of being my team being a butt of jokes.
Maybe one day he'll stop if he comes here, but
I hope so.
We're getting close.
Yeah, man. July 1st. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Did you see that Floyd Mayweather Hopkins fight?
Nah, but
Mayweather Mosley fight. I mean.
No, but I heard Mayweather won.
Yeah, I hate that guy now.
He's like undefeated still.
What do you want to know?
Yeah. And not to mention, he knocked out Big Show. WrestleMania. What was it? WrestleMania 23 or 24? So that was 24.
I doubt he could do that now with Big Show knocking everybody out.
Especially Big Show is a good guy. I prefer, like I always say, I prefer big guys, you know, to be villains.
Yeah, they make better villains than you guys.
Because the Floyd Mayweather and Big Show fight was weird. Because, not only because it's a celebrity boxer versus a wrestling, you know, a wrestler, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that Big Show was supposed to be, I don't know, like, it was like Big Show was like a tweener. It was like he was a good slash bad guy. Well, Floyd Mayweather, he has the size of a good guy. He was supposed to be like the Rey Mysterio type role, underdog guy, but he's too cocky. You know, he's throwing money, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
That's why that feud didn't work for me, because it's like he's acting like he's Ted DiBiase, but he's trapped in Rey Mysterio's body.
Yeah, that match was whack.
Yeah, it was. And then JR. So, you know, he was saying, I think it was JR that was calling the match.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were, or was it, it might have been Michael Cole. I can't remember. But anyway, when they knocked out, when Floyd Mayweather knocked him out with brass knucks, they act like, you know, oh my gosh, look at the power of Floyd Mayweather's right hand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dude, he had brass knucks.
I know, right?
Stupid. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Floyd Mayweather, if he punches you, he'll knock you out. But come on, it would have been more something if he knocked out Floyd Mayweather without. I mean, Floyd Mayweather would knock him out without the brass knucks.
Yeah.
That's a villain victory. That's up there. That's like right up there with John Cena tying Batista's legs so he could retain the title at Extreme Rules.
Yeah, and that was two WrestleMania. Was that three WrestleManias ago, right?
Two actually. So that was WrestleMania 24.
Oh, okay. So that's 2008. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Let me make sure.
Speaking of that, switching gears, right on to that. Raw, man, they had the draft. And Raw just stole all the marquee players from SmackDown.
Yeah, that was the best Raw that I've seen in a while.
Yeah, but the problem is that SmackDown lost all their good players. Their biggest,
mm-hmm.
their first big acquisition was that they drafted Kelly Kelly. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, he's fine, but come on, if you're gonna make a draft pick, you're gonna waste it on a diva who can't even wrestle.
That was wasted.
I mean, come on, let's be real. Let's be real here.
Yeah.
Let's be real. Come on.
I'm with you. I'm with you, man. But she does look good, though.
I know. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, if I was picking the draft pick, I would, you know, I would draft her. But
me too.
They're trying to pretend like this is a legitimate draft. That, you know, you're trying to draft the best players. She's not even the best diva. The best diva is not even in WWE anymore.
Yeah, that was Mickey James.
Yeah. Not the best one is Beth Phoenix. But they don't even use now. She's a you know she's a face now. So she's not gonna be as you know dominant as she was when she was a villain.
Man, she's looking good nowadays. But I don't know what it is, what she's doing, but she's looking good these days.
She's you know drinking milk.
Well, the milk does the body good because she's really looking good these days. I mean, maybe it's because she's a good, good girl now.
She's not like you know angry all the time like she was.
Yeah, she's smiling. So maybe it's that. I don't know.
Maybe.
Plus
her and Santino are supposed to be having a sitcom on WWE.com. I don't know if it came out already. They're supposed to be dating again, like they used to when they were both villains or early on in their careers. And Vladimir Kozlov is supposed to be their neighbor, Santino's best friend.
I need to check that sitcom out.
I don't know if it came out already.
Funny.
I think it came out on their website, and then they're thinking about trying to get it, on TV.
I need to take a look at that. That sounds hilarious. Kozlov, that's his next door neighbor.
That's like his best friend, stuff like that. It's either that's his next door neighbor or their roommate, something like that.
Yeah. What is it called?
I'm trying to remember what was it called. Is it Casa something? I forgot.
Oh.
I forgot the name of it. Maybe
I'd bang Beth Phoenix right now.
Is it her theme song?
Yeah.
But
I was excited R-Truth was drafted. That was the best part of the night for me.
Yeah, I mean that's good. You know, he's you know they're gonna finally give him a shout out Raw, but at the same time, Raw they only use the same main event guys. You know.
Yeah.
Hopefully now that they made some after SmackDown developed these guys like R-Truth and Morrison, you know, hopefully they will give them a shot, more of a shot than they gave Kofi Kingston MVP when they were over there, because they teased the fans. They made the fans think that hey maybe Kofi Maybe Kofi might be a future champion, MVP also, but maybe they'll get that shot at on SmackDown.
Yeah, Kofi's on SmackDown now, so.
Yeah, with MVP.
He beat Jericho on Battle of the Night.
Yeah, and the funny thing, MVP, that shows you how MVP fell down. They didn't even show him on the draft, the draft on Monday, like his the pick, he was drafted to SmackDown, in the supplemental draft after the show was over, the next day.
Yeah, SmackDown is like, it's going to be whack not to watch SmackDown on Fridays.
Yeah, but then again, Raw's usually been doing this to SmackDown all the time, you know, take the best players. And then SmackDown, the good thing about SmackDown is that they actually know how to, they have better writing. You know, they actually, you know, develop the cat. They could develop anybody and make them into a credible world heavyweight champion contender. And then afterwards, you know, when that person becomes, you know, popular, then Raw drafts them in the next year, and then SmackDown has to start all over again.
Yeah, that's true. They look like they're trying to make Dolph Ziggler like the next big name.
Yeah, they are.
Who knows? He may be the next Intercontinental Champion or something like that.
Yeah. So they were planning on giving him the Intercontinental title like at least 6 weeks, 6 months ago, say a year ago, but he was supposed to lose to Rey Mysterio because Rey Mysterio failed a performance enhancement drug testing thing.
Yeah.
So he was going to lose the title. He was supposed to lose the title to Ziggler. But instead, Rey Mysterio backstage, he didn't want to lose it to Dolph Ziggler for some reason. So instead, they made Rey Mysterio lose it to John Morrison, and that's how John Morrison became the, you know, Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah, man. Ziggler, he is a Mr. Perfect wannabe.
Yep.
Even got the Perfection song. I am Perfection.
Yep, that's the show you right there.
Perfection.
But I don't know about you, but now Sheamus is starting to become a legitimate, you know, wrestler now.
Yeah.
They should have did this before he won the title.
Yeah, the guy beat Triple H, put Triple H out of commission. Now Triple H is injured and won't be returning maybe in the next few months. So.
But the rumor is, like they've been saying ever since, even before he fought, before the Extreme Rules match, they've been saying that, you know, he's going to, you know, that Sheamus is going to, you know, beat Triple H. He's going to be out. He's going to be out for, you know, weeks. And then he's going to return as a heel. I don't know if that part's true, but so far it looks like all the rumors of that, it has been true so far.
It'd be funny if he comes back with Stephanie McMahon in his corner.
That'd be cool. But then again, I think Stephanie is pregnant.
Again?
I think so. I think this is the third kid they're going to be on.
Damn. Third? So they only have one.
Can you blame him? You know, Stephanie is his wife.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't even know how she looks like. I haven't even seen her in a while.
Hey, it's time to play the game.
Well, he's playing the game right then. he's probably, man, tearing her apart. With sledgehammer.
They were, you know, they were a great team, you know, ever since the Attitude Era, you know.
Yeah.
Winning titles.
Big nose and big nose. Two big noses going together.
Our nose isn't that big. His nose is,
His nose is not so big, but he got a pretty big nose, too, a little bit. From Vince McMahon, you know. But yeah, his nose is gigantic.
Yep. But, that was about to say. And, MVP, he returned and he challenged CM Punk, you know, Straight Edge Society. And MVP teamed up with Rey Mysterio. And Rey Mysterio went for the 619. And then afterwards, MVP debuted a new finishing move that he called the 305, which stands for his area code in Miami, where he grew up in.
Well, have you read CM Punk's book lately?
CM Punk?
Yeah, you read his book?
He has a book?
Yeah, it's called The Holy Bible.
Very funny.
You haven't read that? Come on.
The Bible? Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I mean, that's the book. I mean, he's like the second coming of Jesus, if you didn't know.
Well, that's what they're trying to portray him in WWE. I mean, he has a good message, you know, but like they say, he forced you to down people's throats. I mean,
I'm starting to believe that he's the second coming, man.
That's what they want to
believe that too.
Well, Jesus himself said there'd be many false prophets, so.
Never
many
know.
People come in his name pretending to be him, so.
Yeah.
I guess WWE wants to feed off that for some reason. But then again, this wouldn't be the first time WWE done something blasphemous. If you remember the Shawn Michaels versus Vincent Chain versus Shawn Michaels and God.
Oh man!
You remember that match?
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that one.
Because that was during DX when Triple H injured himself. I believe his knee again. So then they had a handicap match. Vince McMahon and his son Shane versus Shawn Michaels and quote unquote God.
And yeah, I remember Vince, that one.
During Vince McMahon, of course you remember who won.
Shawn Michaels won that, didn't he?
I think Vince McMahon won.
Really?
Because it was really a handicap match.
Wasn't it?
It was a handicap match.
Was it on Raw?
No, I think it was on a pay per view event.
Oh.
This is when DX came. For the first time since, you know, the 90s.
Right, okay.
Because if you remember in the early 2000s, I'd say about 2002, they pretend like they were going to form. And then Triple H, when he was about to say, let's get ready to suck, he kicks Shawn Michaels and then put him in the pedigree. Then, like, 4 years later, they really reformed the for real, like in 06.
Oh, man.
So that's around that time. 06 is when they really, this is when that incident happened. This is like late 06, early 07. This is around, you know, when Vince McMahon, you know, DX and the McMahon had their feud, and then DX had a feud with the Spirit Squad.
Oh, okay. That's blasphemous, but that's kind of funny, though, I have to be honest.
What are you saying? Yeah, it is.
And Shawn Michaels lost, wow.
Yeah, it was a handicap match. I mean, hey, I think God has more important things to do than to wrestle in a fictitious match. You know?
Oh, man.
But, I don't know if you saw TNA.
I haven't watched TNA in a while.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either. I have a tape, but I haven't watched it, that episode. But he challenged he put Hulk Hogan's Hall of Fame ring versus Ric Flair's Hall of Fame ring, and the winner would take both. Guess who won?
Ric Flair.
Nope, I'm dead. This now has Ric Flair's Hall of Fame, WWE Hall of Fame ring, and Hulk Hogan's Hall of Fame ring. Don't you see that they're promoting WWE?
Yeah, they are. That's stupid.
Why are they promoting WWE's Hall of Fame? Isn't that their Hall of Fame?
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know, man, but TNA, that's what they do, don't make sense.
Yeah, that's why I haven't watched it.
They're trying to recapture the WCW Attitude Era, but they don't have it, man. They're not WWE, man. They can't be WWE. But
yeah,
we'll talk about more about that next week. Everybody, thanks for calling for coming on the show.
No problem.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another episode of Sports as a Legend. I'm of course William Ramon. So long, everybody. God bless you. Have a great weekend.